Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. It's about today and the moments therein. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire for what's pursued thereby. It's based on today. Today is enough. Sufficient is the evil. All biblical verses. I was kind of overwhelmed the last couple of weeks about, I don't know if you do this, but I start to internalize things and I start to kind of overwhelm myself if I'm not walking or eating healthy or playing good golf, or if my house is starting to get dirty, like I just kind of start losing my mind. And I decided to just focus on one thing, eat well, and give myself grace on the other things. And I think that word grace is such a beautiful word. And I personally didn't know what it meant. I would hear grace and I'd be like, okay, whatever. It wasn't until recently that I started seeing what grace is and started almost forgiving myself and allowing myself to make mistakes without judgment, without condemnation. It's the same thing that God does with us. I want to go over the Greek word for grace. If you go to the Bollinger, it's a whole thing, but it's wonderful. Grace is a kind, affectionate, pleasing nature and inclining disposition, either in a person or a thing. Objectively, it denotes personal gracefulness, a pleasing work, beauty of speech. Subjectively, it means an inclining towards, God's inclining towards us. It means courteous or gracious disposition, friendly willingness on the part of the giver of a favor, kindness or favor, and on the part of the receiver, thanks. The word denotes specifically God's grace and favor manifested or made visible towards mankind or to any individual, which as a free act is no more hindered by sin than it is conditional upon works. It is the grace of God because it denotes the relation assumed and maintained by God towards sinful man. It is joined with Christ because it is manifested or made seen through him and through him. It's an inclining disposition, and he allows you to make mistakes. You don't have to walk perfectly in this life to maintain God's grace. You've been given full access to that grace. But sometimes it's hard to give grace to yourself. Do you allow yourself to make the mistake like God allows you to make the mistake? Do you tell yourself it's okay? It's not an easy thing to do, at least for me, because I'm constantly striving to become better. But it's okay to make those mistakes. And I just wanted to go over that because by choosing one thing, it's kind of freed me and lifted this weight off me to start to change my habits. And now that I'm changing my habits, I feel way better about myself. And it allows me to bring more of this stuff in. Give yourself grace today because you're going to start to see the grace that God's given you. I was reading this morning in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, if there therefore be any consolation or any callings remaining within Christ or the Messiah, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels or inward parts of mercies or pity or compassion, fulfill ye my joy, in order that ye be like-minded or thinking the same thing, having the same love, being of one accord or the unity of life and of love and of one mind. Let nothing be done according to works for ambition or vainglory, which is things that are empty to glory, but in lowliness or humility, let each esteem each other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of other. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Pay attention to other people. And again, applying the word is walking spiritually. If you apply these things, you might not be a person who looks on the things of others. Apply it. Start to look on things of others. Start to pay attention to other people. It connects you to godliness, which is the relationship with God, where you see God's loving disposition, where you see and sit in that state of peace. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation, your own safety or preservation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you by labor, both to will," which is the emotional will to do, "and to do of his good desire or pleasure." God is working with each person individually. Work out your own salvation. It's between you and God. And you do that by applying a verse. You got to choose a verse in your life and start to apply it. Things that you don't just read the word for confirmation. You read the word as the word of God. And you follow what it says. Pick a verse, apply it, start to apply these things in your life. You do them and you get to see God's loving disposition for you. I mean, it's amazing what we have, the opportunity we have. The fact that you can pray and God will hear is incredible. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. As we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each and everything you do for us. Again, I pray for everything that's going on, that we can just kind of knock everything out and that it's a blessing, and that if there's any problems or any things, that you just fix them. I thank you for the opportunity to go to you in every situation, and for you, just how you continually comfort. And again, I thank you for the day and for the business and for everything that's going on. I pray for your believers, for a hedge of protection over my brother and sister-in-law coming home. And I just thank you again for each and everything you do for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.